Now, two former directors of Anglo-Irish Bank have been sentenced this morning for giving illegal loans to 10 people to buy shares in the bank. Our legal affairs editor, Orla O'Donnell, joins us now. Orla, this is Willie McAteer and Patrick Whelan. What have they been sentenced to?
They've been sentenced to 240 hours of community service for giving illegal loans to 10 developers to buy shares in Anglo-Irish Bank. Now, Judge Martin Nolan was handed in reports from the probation services showing that both men had been assessed as being suitable for community services. They'd cooperated with the probation services. He said if they hadn't been suitable for community service, he would have imposed a jail sentence of 2 years. But in the event, he sentenced them each to 240 hours of community service to be completed within the next year.
And he told them to enjoy it.
Well, as it was a light-hearted remark, the courtroom was very full and this took a very short amount of time. And as they got up to leave, he just said, enjoy your community service. And they both left and they both looked fairly relieved.
Why has it taken so long to get to the sentencing point, Orla?
Well, he did, when he was initially, when the sentencing hearing first took place, Judge Martin Nolan gave quite a lengthy ruling and we were expecting him to sentence the men at that stage. But he strongly criticised the role of the financial regulator in this whole affair. He spoke about the fact that red lights should have gone off in the financial regulator's office. He strongly criticised the regulator's attitude and behaviour. He said he didn't attribute any venal motive to the two men. They didn't do what they did out of avarice, greed or pursuit of profit. It was a genuine, if misguided, attempt to breach, to save the bank. And he said it would be incredibly unjust for him to impose custodial sentences in these circumstances. He said the attitude and behaviour of the financial regulator had complicated the issue. And he said it would be unjust to imprison the two men when it seemed to him a state agency had led them into error and illegality. So he then adjourned matters to get a report from the probation services to see if they were suitable for community service. And that's what's happened today.
So they've each gotten community service. Do we know what they'll do as part of that?
No, I was trying to make some inquiries. Apparently it's likely to be some kind of manual labour, painting a wall or that kind of thing. Obviously nobody's too keen to let us know exactly what they'll be doing and where they'll be doing it, but it will be some kind of manual labour at some point over the next year or so, and that's what it entails.
Any reaction from the two men?
No, they looked relieved. They both shook hands and thanked their legal teams afterwards and both left as quickly as they could without making any comment.
And was there many public in to see the sentencing?
No, there weren't actually. There didn't seem to me, anyway. The courtroom was full. Judge Martin Nolan had a long list of other cases, so there were a lot of barristers, a lot of people in the courtroom, but there weren't, it appeared to me, many members of the public here just for the sentencing.
Great stuff. Orla, thanks very much indeed. Orla O'Donnell there on the sentencing today. 240 hours of community service each for Willie McAteer and Patrick Whelan, former directors of Anglo-Irish Bank.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.